95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Greetings, sir.
Where's Billy Idol?
I know, right? I mean, there's an amazing picture of him on the giant screen in here, but he vamoosed after he hung out with Marcy.
Heidi and Frank.
Yeah.
And then Marcy.
Yeah.
And he's not...
Now he's like, I ain't hanging around with those guys. Those guys are losers. Did you hear him talking with Marcy?
I
caught a little bit of it with Heidi and Frank, and then I love how she was like, hey, give us a snarl, like right away.
And she took a picture like
that. Yeah, that's awesome. Great picture.
Coming up on today's show, we're going to quiz Sluggo on Rolling Stone's top... They've put out their top 100 songs of all time.
They like to do that every few years.
That seems impossible.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did it about 17 years ago, I think. Yeah. So this is the first update in a while.
Oh, okay. Wow.
But it involves... all types of music, so that makes it much tougher.
So
it's not
like,
just rock. It's not just
right.
It's everything.
Well, if the Pixies aren't at the top of the list,
they're not.
Care. What? Forget it then. What do they know?
I can tell you they're not.
Come on.
A guy got a impaired driving ticket.
A what?
An impaired driving ticket.
Oh, driving while dead?
What? Yeah, not dead.
Yeah,
but
blind,
pretty drunk.
Yeah,
yeah,
blind drunk.
Parent plays Baby Got Back for his 9-year-old daughter, and now it's her favorite song.
Oh, no.
And I thought it would be fun to talk to callers about the songs that they listened to that were probably inappropriate for their age. Because we've all got those.
Oh, absolutely. Well, it's amazing when you figure out what Starland Vocal Band was singing about in Afternoon Delight.
Agreed.
Like, what?
Agreed.
Stop that.
When you grow up, you eventually go, hey, wait a minute.
Oh.
I love that song for all different reasons.
Yeah.
So that's coming up on 95.5 KLOS. Impaired charges laid after driver nabbed driving in circles in Durham police parking lot.
How the hell did he get there?
He was drunk.
Oh, dude.
And he came to the attention of the cops because he was driving in circles in their police parking lot.
Oh, up yours.
The incident in question began around 1:45 a.m. when the officer on foot noticed a red Cadillac being driven in circles in the parking lot.
Like donuts? Was he trying to do donuts?
No, he was going slowly.
Because they might have been, you know. Oh, really?
They were bad donuts because he was going very slowly. The cop advised him to stop, and he said no.
No. Man.
So basically, there was the slowest speed chase.
Those are so lame.
Where they got in police cars and then they had to box him in so that he would stop driving. I don't know what he was. He was also flashing his headlights on and off.
Oh, well, now that's, you know.
That's an important message.
Yes.
The driver did not comply and continued to drive slowly around the parking lot while flashing his headlights. Eventually, he was boxed in and stopped by two cruisers. That's a hell of a chase right there.
You know, that is like the easiest, you know, job ever. Like, oh, well, he's out in the parking lot. We don't have to drive very far.
Right.
He's not going very fast.
Who wants to go get him?
He's
all right.
Yeah, you do it.
Listen, I told him to stop, and he's not going to stop. He didn't run for it. He just kept doing slow circles in the parking lot.
I would think that he means he wants to be arrested. That almost is like, come
that
get me.
Sound like it.
On the other hand, I guess you could just, I wouldn't do it that way. Like, if I wanted to be arrested, I would walk on in and I'd just start flashing them and yelling horrible things and just let them take me down. And
okay,
you know,
although that's more dangerous.
That's true.
Yeah.
That does invite retaliation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Your way is dumb.
Yeah, but it'd be more fun.
But I'd be in a high-speed, low-speed chase.
You'd be in a high-speed chase.
And the cops would be telling me to stop, and I'd be going, nope.
You're going to make the news come on early.
Flashing my lights. I love that
Let me know when you're going to do that, so I watch it on Channel 5.
I'll give you a heads up.
Thanks.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Molly Hatchet. I always appreciated their artwork. There's just something really, I don't know, anarchist about it.
Yes, there
good
was.
Stuff, yeah.
Rolling Stone released its first 500 greatest songs list in 2004.
And who made this list up?
Well, they've redone it now, taking the last 17 years into consideration.
Okay.
So this is of all time.
Okay.
To create the list, Rolling Stone polled musicians, producers, music industry professionals, critics, and journalists.
Why didn't anybody call us? You could have told them.
Don't think they care. I will say that our taste is not necessarily reflected in this list.
Okay.
I do have the top 20.
All right. So this is the top 20
songs of all time, all genres.
All genres is decided on by industry people.
So it could be hip hop, it could be rap, it could be soul, it could be any type of
music. Wow. That's got to be crazy list.
How do you do that, right?
Yeah. That's got to be
a
little bit of everything.
All right, so I have the top 20 here, and I'm awaiting a guess.
Oh, man. That's rough. Well, I'm going to cheat and say you had said Bob Dylan was on the list somewhere.
Which song?
Positively Forestry.
Like a Rolling Stone.
Like a Rolling Stone.
Number 4.
Okay. Number 4.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Number 4.
Yes.
Huh. Is Led Zeppelin in the top 20 anywhere?
Nope.
Not in the... Led Zeppelin's not in the top... Get out.
It is not.
All right, I'll just throw out an obvious one. Nirvana Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Fifth.
Mm-hmm. On the all-time.
Yes.
Hmm. Do you still feel that way?
I do.
You still like that song a lot.
I love that song.
I remember when it first showed up. I'm like, wow, this is a game changer.
I did think like, oh, this is the greatest song that's been written in my lifetime.
Right.
But, you know, I don't remember anything before 1990, so you know how that works.
So, Queen. We got any Queen in there?
Queen is in there. Bohemian Rhapsody is 17th.
Okay. All right.
I would give that more points just because of its craziness.
Yeah.
Like, when they put it together, that was...
Yeah.
Crazy.
And it took them forever.
Yes,
like,
of course.
They really worked on that sucker. All right, but you said it's all genres. So
all genres,
we have
yes.
some top 40 in there.
Yes.
Chaka Khan.
No. That's an awful guess.
Prince. What about Prince?
Yes, Prince is in there. Purple Rain is 18.
Purple Rain. Yeah, there you go. That makes 18. Sense. All right. We got like three or so.
There's a disco song in there.
A disco song?
Uh-huh.
In the top 20?
Yes.
So
you'd think it would be from Saturday Night Fever or something
sure,
like that.
Sure, Bee Gees.
Nope.
Mm. The Foo Fighters cover.
Nope.
You Should Be Dancing.
Dancing on My Own by Robin.
I don't know what that is.
I don't either.
I know the name.
It's number 20.
What?
Of all time.
So these are people that really have their taste in music, but it could just be so eclectic.
Yeah.
I mean, or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, disco. Yeah. Robin is R-O-B-Y-N. Is that right?
That is right.
Okay, so I do know yes. the artist at least.
There is a Beatles song and a John Lennon song.
Beatles song. Helter Skelter?
The Beatles' Strawberry Fields Forever.
Oh, okay.
Is number seven.
Song. That's beautiful. That's awesome.
And then John Lennon.
Aretha Franklin.
Aretha Franklin, Respect.
Yeah.
Not Respectable.
Right. I know. I was trying to, what is that Kanye West song or something? Respectable. I don't know what it is.
Aretha Franklin, Respect is number one.
Number one!
Of all time.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Right?
Damn straight.
Number
Airplane.
One of all time.
Thank you.
So you got 1, 4, and 5.
Oh, well, that's not too
and
bad.
And then 17. 18. You haven't gotten John Lennon yet.
No, John Lennon, Imagine.
Yes.
I suppose. Yeah.
Number 19.
Okay.
Stones are in there.
Stones. Mm.
And number 13 with the song.
Gimme Shelter?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Although Honky Tonk Women is my favorite, man.
It's
like my
not
life.
In the top 20.
That song is my life, man.
There's a hip-hop group that used to be made up of two people that no longer exists. This at number 10.
That doesn't exist?
I mean, they're not a group anymore.
Oh, two hip-hop guys,
yeah. That's right, Outkast. Hey, yeah.
Oh, Outkast. We just uh-huh. played that. We got a request for it here on this station.
Number
last
10.
Friday or whatever.
Number 10.
Wow, really?
There's a Fleetwood Mac song in there. What do you think that would be?
Probably something off Rumors. Dreams?
Dreams is correct. Number 9.
Wow, okay. I would have guessed The Chain. I mean,
there's
I would say The Chain myself.
I think it's a 1950s, like, soul song.
Mm.
And I'm not sure about any of those details.
Muddy Waters?
I don't know if it's 50s.
Right.
I don't know if it's soul.
Right. Muddy Waters?
Sam Cooke.
Oh, Sam Cooke. Okay.
A change is going to come.
Okay. All right. Well,
so
that's respectable.
So here's the list.
Okay.
Dancing on My Own, number 20, Ridiculous.
Right.
19, Imagine. 18, Purple Rain. 17, Bohemian Rhapsody. 16, Crazy in Love by Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Oh, I don't even know what that is.
That's a shocker.
I know the name.
I do know the song.
Really? I don't even know.
That's odd that it's in the top 20 of all time.
Yeah, okay.
Number 15 is I Want to Hold Your Hand by the Beatles.
Oh, all right, of course.
14 is Waterloo Sunset by the Kinks.
Okay.
13, Gimme Shelter, you got. 12 is Stevie Wonder, Superstition.
Oh, nice. Love that song.
11 is God Only Knows by the Beach Boys.
Ah, I know someone who loves that song, don't you?
10, yes. 10 is Hey Ya, Dreams is 9 from Fleetwood Mac.
Right.
Number 8 is a Missy Elliott song.
Oh man, what was that?
Get Your Freak On.
Oh, I love that song.
That's number 8.
A great song.
Yes.
Missy Misdemeanor.
Strawberry Fields Forever is 7.
Okay.
Soul Singer, number 6.
Okay.
Male.
Oh, Soul Singer is number 6.
No, a Soul Singer.
Yeah.
I'm giving you a hint. Also was murdered by his father.
Oh, Marvin Gaye.
Yes. What's Going On?
Yeah.
That is number 6. Okay. And then Smells Like Teen Spirit, Like a Rolling Stone, Bob Dylan.
Right.
A Change is Gonna Come, Sam Cooke. Fight the Power, Public Enemy.
Oh, nice. Wow, good.
And then
number
Respect.
3?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, Fight the Power is number 2.
Number 2.
Yeah.
Sweet.
And then
wow,
Respect by Aretha Franklin is number 1.
Respect for that.
All right.
Yeah, very cool.
Well done.
Yeah, and 911 is a joke. Public That's Enemy not, should be on there somewhere.
It's not in the top.
How about that new Harry Styles song? I really like it. It's called Only Angel. Is that on the list anywhere?
I don't even know that song.
Pop rock song. It's actually pretty good.
Nope.
Let's play it this Friday. Tomorrow.
Okay.
KLOS. Where was that on the list?
That was number five.
Number five.
Yeah.
Rolling
Best
Stones.
Of all time.
Yeah, really? Mm-hmm. Best song of all time, huh?
Yep.
Dang.
Number five.
Dang.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. There's a story out today about a parent who played Baby Got Back.
We just played that on the air here yesterday.
Yes, we did.
Weirdly.
Yes, we did. For his 9-year-old daughter.
Oh, no. What?
He said he did it as a joke.
Thinking she wouldn't care.
Maybe thinking she would laugh.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know.
Is she going to school now and singing it?
It's her favorite song.
Is she twerking?
It's her favorite song.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So that kind of backfired on him a little bit as a parent.
No kidding.
But how many of us heard songs when we were younger and didn't have any idea what they were about?
Yes.
Until we grew up. And then we're like, what?
Don't think that subject was covered better than they did on Arrested Development with Afternoon Delight when Michael and Egg were singing it or whatever. No, I guess it was, but anyways, you know, Michael Jr.
Yes.
And it was just like, this song is much filthier than I ever realized.
Yes. There's a lot of songs like that.
Yeah.
You're growing up, you're listening to us. I know the people that listen to this radio station don't listen to Britney Spears, but if you see Kami.
Oh, yeah. No, you just listen to the words of that.
Gaby.
I actually sort of like that song.
Ah!
I do. Yeah. And it's specifically because it's naughty, exactly.
Yes, of course. 100%. At least you understood.
That was that app that actually went away. But if you took those letters and did that, it became crazy. But it was an app. It was like a, you know, just a communication app. If you seek something or seek me, you seek me. I don't know. It didn't last very long. Yeah.
That was an app.
Yeah, around the turn of the century, actually.
That's super weird. So we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. You were listening to a song that you didn't realize was much dirtier than you thought. You had no idea until later in life.
Did you know all along that Tube Snake Boogie was a naughty song? I would imagine you probably did.
Yeah.
Or,
come on.
Squeeze Box by The
Yes,
Who.
Yes, of course. I mean, how do you not? But I don't know. I guess if you're a kid when you hear it.
Yes, exactly. You don't know what you're talking about.
I guess you don't have any idea what
No.
Squeeze Box is.
No.
Right?
Well, what's going on? Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, in the song.
Right.
And Daddy Don't Get No Sleep.
Right.
But I didn't really realize exactly specifically what Prince was talking about with Little Red Corvette, for that matter. I mean, you know.
That one too.
You know, I guess it was Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Trojans
we
there.
Can't really. No. Yes. We can't even say what the lyrics are.
No.
And yet, a lot of us didn't know what they were when they came out.
Yep. Which I love. That's pretty damn funny, really.
818-955-KLOS, the song that you listened to when you were too young to understand what it meant. And then you found out. 818-955-KLOS. 95.5-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo, and we're taking calls on songs that you listened to when you were too young to know exactly what they meant. This guy was playing the Divinals, I Touch Myself.
Yeah, he's one of our favorite callers, this dude.
And that song is pretty sexual. You know that from the very beginning.
But you don't when you're a kid, I suppose. How
I
old
suppose
were they?
Not.
Yeah, when
That's
they...
why him playing it for his kids was questionable. How old were your kids?
They were like 4, 9, 12, and 17.
That's some solid parenting right there.
Yeah, and that's, hey, you figure it out.
That's awesome.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling, Dan.
The KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Talking about songs that you were listening to when you were too young to know what they meant.
When I was young, I had a nanny come over, and they played music by Rage Against the Machine, which I did not even understand what they were singing about.
Right.
It wasn't until I grew older and they were singing about political stuff.
Yes.
I was like, what the heck?
Oh, so you had no idea that it was even political. You just heard the music part of it.
Yeah, it was all just angry rock, and that's all.
And you're like, yeah! Best daddy ever! Right on. Thanks for calling,
Thank
man.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Songs that you listened to when you were too young to know what they meant.
Turning Japanese.
Oh, that's right.
that is right.
Yes.
That's a good
oh my
one.
God. And I was Japanese, so they would say that to me all the time, and I'm like,
What
the heck?
Yeah.
So
wait,
then,
wait a minute. When they said that to you, did you take it as an insult or as a compliment? Or did you were just
I
confused?
I don't know. I was just a kid, so
right.
I was like, okay, cool. And then 15 years later, I figured it out.
Right on. Thanks for
calling. That must have been.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
818-955-KLOS. You had no idea that song was so naughty.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We are talking about songs that were dirtier than you thought they were.
And when one came up that I remember we actually had to play at that station we were at in Phoenix back in the 80s. Mm-hmm. Benny Mardones.
Yes, called Into the Night. It's been on TikTok a lot.
Yeah, lately. Really?
Yes.
Whoa.
And the first lyrics are, she was only 16.
Yeah. So, dude.
So you go, whoa, whoa, whoa. Slow up there.
And then I remember asking this question a few years ago, and someone said that Mr. Brownstone, they always thought it just mean, it was someone who was mean, some dude who was mean. And I just thought that was hilarious. And as a kid, they're like, that's,
you know what?
Yeah,
I don't ever listen to lyrics. So yeah. It does sort of have to stand out to realize it. But we are taking calls at 818-955-KLS. A song that you didn't know was dirty?
Yes. It's actually quite a few of Van Halen songs. It'd be Ice Cream Man, Panama, and Jamie's Crying.
Sure.
Especially Panama, yeah. Honestly, when I played it on the radio at first, I didn't really quite connect.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was 18. What the hell did I know?
That's pretty strong. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up?
No one has said that, first of all, in 15 years, but I'll take it.
Yeah, and a beer.
All right, what song did you listen to that you didn't know how dirty it was?
You know what? Well, gosh, growing up, I didn't know that song by Third Eye Blind, Semi-Charmed Life.
Oh,
yeah.
There's some stuff going on in that song, yeah. Mm-hmm. Some meth.
Yeah, lots going on. And you panties? Know what's funny? I got hearing all these suburban soccer moms blasting it, not knowing it's about BJs and meth.
That's so funny.
That is pretty funny. It is funny when it gets slid under the radar like
that. Yep, right people on. Don't realize it. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yes, hi. Love the subject.
Thank you.
It's so true. It's probably ever since lyrics have been put to music, there's probably been innuendo and
Yeah, it wasn't until they started publishing the line, you know, the words on the lyrics online, you start to really see what they were saying.
Yeah, then you could actually see. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, personally, it was my older brothers brought home A Whole Lot of Love.
All right.
By Led Zeppelin. Sure. I heard that and I was like, oh boy, you know, that's.
Well, Robert is very expressive.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Mr. Plant has some stuff to say. Thanks for calling, man. Thank you.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
All right, I didn't understand this song until like about 2 years ago. I've never really paid attention to it. Caress Me Down by Sublime.
Oh, yeah, man. Sure. That's like he really gets down in it.
Sure. Yeah, you sort of have to ignore the lyrics of that one.
Yeah, yeah. Did you change your opinion of the song at all, or did you care in one way or the other?
Now I like it better.
Good answer.
There you go. 818-955-KLOS. You didn't know that song was so dirty.
Ted gets so dirty. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon talking about... Huh?
No, what? No mistaking what that song is about.
No. Agreed. Agreed. Songs that you listened to when you were too young to know exactly what they meant. You have one?
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey. So, it's something cute that I want to share with you, okay? When my daughter was little, she was always rocker from get-go, right?
Good.
But she, you know, Running with the Devil, she used to think, she said, the line said, got no love in Korea, instead of got no love that is real.
Huh.
And we would laugh about that until this day. We laugh about
sure.
it.
Sure.
Right?
Wait, she still doesn't know?
No, she knows, but we just joke about it, you know.
Sure.
But hey, and then the other thing is, you guys talked about that first program, which was a messaging program.
Yes.
When computers kind of took off in the home.
Yeah.
Well, they were starting out. It's called ICQ.
Yeah, ICQ. That's right. Yeah. And I had a friend who was insisting that I got it, and I did play with it for quite a while. It was really fun. You could actually see what the other person was typing, though.
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
Yeah.
It came out when the chat rooms first started coming around.
Interesting. Yeah. Brittany and her If You Seek Amy. Yeah, and I'm like, I love this song. That's a good one. It's naughty.
Anyways, I just thought I would share.
Yeah, right on.
Really fun.
Thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
KLOS, hello.
Well, I don't know if anyone said this while I was waiting on the phone, but Pearl Necklace by ZZ Top.
Yeah, ZZ Top liked to throw some stuff out there, man. They really did.
I mean, Push, too. I didn't even realize that was what they were looking for.
Yeah, you are correct.
They're just gonna head out to LaGrange and take care of business, I guess. Right on.
Thank you for
calling.
KLOS, hello.
KLOS, all right.
All right.
Kevo and Sluggo rule.
Thank you,
kind sir.
Songs that were dirtier than you knew.
Yeah.
It's my wife and I were at my brother-in-law's house. She's 30, and we're partying in the garage, and this song comes on. pearl necklace.
Sure. Someone just mentioned that, right? Yeah.
Two in a row.
Yeah.
And she was just hopping around, just singing like all the above, man.
Wow.
And you were like, hold on a second. I didn't know you were so on board. That's interesting to know, dear.
My brother-in-law, he goes, it's obvious you don't know what that song's about. And she heard her jaw just dropped.
She was getting bombed. I was getting blown away, and that's not jewelry she's talking about. I mean, it's pretty clear if you pay attention to the lyrics.
Yeah, once you think about it.
But I never knew.
No, you wouldn't know.
I never played attention to it.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for calling. That's awesome.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, who is this, Kevin or Slug?
It's both of us.
Yes, hello.
Oh, hey, guys. How's it going? All right. I remember back in the day, there was a song called, I believe it was Relax. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, Frankie.
Frankie Goes to Hollywood, yeah.
Yeah.
Never knew what that was about until later in life.
Yeah, that's a really nasty. I was amazed, and I did catch on to that as soon as it was new, that got on the radio. Like, so.
Yes, I'm very surprised as well.
I mean, it's like, damn.
Yeah.
But it's good advice, actually. You know, it does work.
I mean, he's right.
You gotta wait, man. You gotta wait.
You gotta wait. Correct. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. There is a huge story right now that's going on about a missing woman. They call her a van life woman.
Van life.
I don't know if you've seen this, but they are looking at the boyfriend. There's a whole backstory. They think there's some abuse involved, and they're trying to figure out where they are.
Right.
But the part that interested me, because the other part's really dark, is that there are van life people.
Well, define that. Yeah, what does that mean exactly?
They lived and toured the country in their van.
Oh, okay.
Just, like, not because they were homeless, just that's what they wanted. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, that's pretty cool.
So I wonder if we have people who lived in their car or van or whatever.
Yeah.
Not because you were homeless, but because it was a choice.
Right.
What was the movie that just won the Academy Award that was so...
Oh, yeah, 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 that you loved. That was your favorite movie ever.
It was so aggressively bad.
That was one of the first things we were talking about on this
station. I wanted to punch it in the face.
That was from Fargo. What's her name?
Yes.
She's so awesome.
McDormand.
Yes.
Yes.
She's awesome.
And it's basically a whole group of people that just... live and tour and drive around in their vans and cars, not because they have to.
Right. Well, you know, I knew a dude in radio that actually decided he didn't want to do this business anymore, and who can blame him? And he quit, and he took an old school bus and converted into it his home. I mean, he just made it his home and would drive around all over the
place.
Interesting. It was really cool. When he first told me,
I'm
like...
That was not Jay?
Huh? No, 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 no. Yeah, that's right. Over at, the other station. Yeah, he'd park out there. But no, when he first told me about it, I'm like, this sounds terrible. What are you talking about?
It sounds terrible to me, too, but to these people, they love it.
Yeah, and well, when I got in his bus, when it was done, and he actually put a little bathroom in the back, and, you know, he'd made it really nice.
Yeah.
And that was really cool. And then to think that he was out there free to do whatever he pleased, I was a little jealous.
Yeah, that's certainly a different lifestyle, for sure.
Yeah.
But let's take some calls if we have some. 818-955-KLOS if you chose that, at least maybe for a while. Maybe you did it for a summer.
Yeah. Yeah,
for
love
a vacation,
to hear about.
Whatever.
Yeah, and where'd you go? And where did you want to go?
Living in your car van, but not because you had to.
Right.
That was your choice.
The choice, yes.
818-955-KLOS. Call now.
Kevin, you're a man on the radio. Would you like to tell the kids at home what they're going to be winning this weekend on KLOS Radio?
No.
Damn it, dude.
We have tickets for the Rolling Stones when they play SoFi Stadium, which is the new Rams-Chargers place.
Yeah.
October 14th and the 17th.
Yeah, we're going to be giving all sorts of stuff, including some gasoline out this weekend, and get you into that damn show. I'm very much looking forward. I might have to go to that.
Wow.
Yeah, I might have to.
Wow.
I mean, the
Sluggo's going to leave his house.
Yeah.
That's a big thing.
First time in 15 years.
We are talking about living in your car or van by choice.
Yeah.
And you have a story about that?
Okay, so my son, I built him a van about a year ago. And he finished his last semester of school from the van. And now, for the last 8 months or so, he's been traveling around.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
And he's a rock climber. But he does it by choice.
Yeah, interesting. I mean, it makes sense because you don't have to be anywhere to be in school online.
Right. That's
so
true.
So it does make sense. And if he's a rock climber, you can... Wow.
So what kind of places has he gone to? Where's he gone?
So he's in Colorado now. I met him in Yosemite for about a week. Nice. He's been to Wyoming, Idaho, Nevada, Utah, and there's a whole community of people doing it, and doing it by choice. And what I've found by joining him is that there's an older crowd that has to do it, and there's a younger crowd that's choosing to do it.
Right.
Right. Very interesting.
Right.
Yeah.
Nomadland was the name of the movie.
Oh, Nomadland. Yes. Yes, that's right.
I'm sorry. They could live what?
They could live off of, you know, $6,000-$7,000 for the year.
Yeah.
Right. Sure. Yeah. Even with gas,
yeah,
though?
But, there's, yeah. there's some appeal to that.
There really is.
Yeah, because he stayed in Wyoming for 3-4 weeks at a time.
That's great.
And he goes to another place.
Wow.
I think I'm too much of a princess to really enjoy it, but it seems
great.
You
gotta know your limitations.
Yes, you really do. Yeah.
My hope is that he goes to grad school next year, though.
Yeah. He's got to get back to it sometime.
He's not going to. All right. Yeah. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
So I've been living in my SUV for about like 3 months now. It started just pretty much because I was in between living situations. I've lived with roommates since I was 18. I'm 26 now.
Right.
So I pretty much just like tired of living with people, tired of moving around and just having to find new places. And I just can't quite afford an apartment on my own.
Did you like it?
I love it. Yeah. It's so far, it's awesome. Like, I'm doing it currently.
Where do you shower and where do you bathe?
Do you shower and or bathe?
Yeah, at the gym.
Oh, okay.
Usually at the gym or right. Just friends.
Right. Very interesting.
Yeah.
How long do you think you're going to... I mean, I've had roommates. I lived in a house full of people. I mean, you know, back in the day.
You do what you have to do.
It's rough. Yeah, so yeah. I hear you. How long do you think you're going to keep it up?
Honestly, I'm kind of taking it day by day now. There's days where I'm like... There's days where I'm not sure if this is what I want to do, and then there's days where I'm like, no, there's no way I'm going back to living in a house
yeah.
at all.
Very interesting.
I can see that.
Well, stay safe out there, man. Yeah, I appreciate you calling. Stay safe out there, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Right on.
Thanks for calling.
818-955-KLOS. You live in your van? You want to. You choose
by choice.
Yeah, we want to hear from you. That's one of those songs that I have never not loved from the first time I heard it. To right now.
That's a weird phenomenon.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Because you tire of most songs
when
you hear them too many times.
Yeah.
But there are a few that you've heard a billion times and you're still good to hear it again.
Yep.
I don't understand the difference.
Drop that on a playlist for when I'm driving around. I'll listen to it on the radio. I just love everything about it, man.
That's fantastic. We are talking about people who live in their cars or vans by choice. You live in your van?
No, actually, I build vans, but we're having a big meet. First weekend of October, all bunches of people who live in vans, old 70s style vans with shag carpet. And
oh, sweet.
Love it. Where's that?
Yeah.
Canyon RV Park off the 91 up in Anaheim.
All right.
That's awesome.
That
so,
sounds cool.
When?
It's October, the weekend of October 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, I think, is the numbers of the days.
Sluggo and I are getting a van.
Yeah, we're
getting a van and we're going to show up.
We're going to live down by the river.
Saturday night, there's going to be bands.
All right.
Van show on Saturday afternoon.
So do you build custom ones, vans for people?
Yeah.
Yeah, like what
I
sort of...
shag carpet and beds and TVs.
That's
and
so cool.
Love
custom
it.
Custom lighting. And
what sort of things, like what's one of the most tricked out sort of vans you've made for someone to live in?
We have one called Space Oddity that we did. It's a full, it's got LEDs all through, hidden through white rabbit fur over the whole interior.
I love it.
With LEDs hidden behind it so the whole thing glows.
That is very, very cool.
It's got icebox, it's got your wine rack, glowing little wine rack.
Nice.
And,
that's awesome.
Shag carpet.
How much?
CD.
Yeah, how much?
Is it up for sale?
No, it is not.
Okay. Damn it!
It's a customer's van.
All right, that's awesome. All right, so one more time. It's coming up in October where?
First weekend of October in Canyon RV Park in Anaheim Hills.
So if you're thinking about hitting the road, maybe head out there
and
talk to some other people who do it.
Yeah, it's all weekend long. They get out there about Friday afternoon and party Friday night.
Nice.
Show old van movies. Saturday's the van show.
Nice.
Saturday night is bands, and then Sunday's kickback and cleanup.
Love it.
Wow, that sounds fun.
Thanks for calling in, man. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, hello. How you doing?
Nope. KLOS, hello.
My situation is a little different. I bought a 4x4, and I started going camping in it, and then I eventually put solar power on it, and with my work, I can work remotely, but they're forcing me to go in the office, so I just sleep in my truck outside the shop.
So it's sort of become more and more appealing to you as you've added more to it and spent more time in it, is what you're saying.
Yeah, and it goes anywhere, so I can literally go, like, to the middle of the mountains or the desert and work there if I have cell service.
That's pretty cool.
I don't know, man. I'm starting to say, this is pretty ideal. This sounds pretty good. Screw this radio business. Like, I want to hit the road.
The funny thing is I've met two girls, like, and both of them thought it was really cool, and, like,
you know, usually you think, oh, this guy lives in the car. I don't want to date this guy, but it just
turns out that's not the case. Very interesting.
Yeah. All right.
Good to know. All right. Thanks for calling in, man. Stay safe out there, man.
It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and time for what we learned today.
What did we learn today?
We learned that there are a lot of songs that were dirtier than you realize when you started listening.
Oh, that was pretty amazing.
And the winner, I believe, was Pearl Necklace by ZZ Top. You got three or four of those calls.
Yep.
Also, if you're going to get in a police chase, do it in a police station parking lot.
Yeah, always go to the station and drive around slowly.
Very slowly. Yeah. And do not pull over. Make them box you in with their cars.
Yeah. Make them work for it. And do it when you're very drunk.
And do it in Southern California so we can see it.
Yeah, so you get on Channel 5.
Because we would appreciate that very much.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow.
It was on this day in rock in 1977 when Talking Heads released their debut album, 77, which featured Psycho Killer. They had written that song 4 years earlier at the Rhode Island School of Design. Break out your powder blue suit. It was on this day in rock in 1984 when Miami Vice made its debut on TV. It was a two-hour episode that included a scene featuring Phil Collins in the air tonight. It was on this day in rock in 2006 when Bob Dylan became the oldest person to top Billboard's album charts, with Modern Times going to number one, and he was 65 at the time.